News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and a bit of a departure from our typical local newscast, as today we have a special guest joining us. His name is Todd Holmberg. Todd is the executive director at McCain Auditorium. Todd, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Dave. It's been a long time.
Oh, we haven't had a chance to talk about much of anything here in the last year and a half.
Oh, man, I am so happy to be back on the radio talking about some good news.
Well, we have good news. You sent me the list of the fall series. You got six shows lined up. And tell, before we get into the lineup, Todd, talk a little bit about the process of getting everything secured for this fall and some of the challenges and maybe some obstacles that you had to overcome in order to get some shows on the lineup.
Oh, my gosh, Dave, it's just been crazy. So a couple of these six shows, let's see, trying to think, a couple of these shows got canceled in the, the latter part of the season where everything blew up with COVID, but I was fortunately able to just reschedule those for actually the season that never happened, and then I was able to reschedule them one more time, so we're going to be lucky to get a couple of these shows in the fall that we should have had, a couple of springs ago. So it's just been kind of a nightmare keeping track of everything. And last season, the season that never was, we had about 35 shows or so lined up, and then that whole season got canceled. But the good news is some of those shows too are included in this lineup. And then if they weren't included in these six shows that we're going to announce this morning, some of them are coming in the spring, and then some of them are going to be rescheduled to the fall of 2022 or the spring of 2023. So, Dave, I am juggling a lot of shows, but it's just been so positive in the past several months getting things cranked up again. I'm really, really looking forward to it, and I think the McCain audiences who just know and love the types of shows that we do at McCain are really going to be pleased with this lineup. So we have six shows, not quite as many as we usually have, and that's due to, like you said, some of the challenges within the industry. It just takes a long time to get things cranked up and to build those tours and to have those producers hire all the truck drivers and the costumers and just everybody down the line. It just takes a long time to get all that cranked back up. So maybe a few less shows than we're used to here in the fall, but the ones that I'm going to announce are really, really awesome shows. You saw the list, Dave.
I got the list right in front of me, and boy, there's some that I think will really excite a lot of McCain regulars and even some that aren't. And we always encourage people to become friends of McCain and get involved and support the arts that you bring in. Let's talk about your first show coming up Thursday, September 16th.
Yeah, country music star Sarah Evans. I think a lot of people are going to be really pleased with her as an opener. She's a Midwest girl. She was born in a little town, I think, right outside of Columbia, Missouri, called Boonville. But we're still going to love her anyway. And she has a sound that's kind of similar to Faith Hill and Martina McBride. Those of you who really aren't familiar with Sarah Evans, but I think a lot of people know her and love her, and she's been to K-State before, I believe, a few years ago with a program she did with the athletic department. But I don't believe she's ever been to McCain Auditorium, so I'm looking forward to hosting her.
I know she's been at Stampede a couple of times.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she's got a real loyal following. That's a good get.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. But before we go on, I want to make sure I get my website out there and let people know that these six shows that we're going to announce today, they're going to be available to purchase online only, at mccain.k-state.edu beginning at 8 a.m. Monday, August 2nd. So they're not available today, but the announcement's today, but they'll be available on Monday And then they'll be available 24 hours a day online. And then we're actually going to open up our box office a little bit later, Wednesday, August 18. That's when the box office will open. And if you want to buy your ticket in person, you can come in and do that inside our box office, or you can call our box office phone number, 532-6428, starting August 18. So we're doing things a little bit differently this year because of COVID and the challenges and getting everything kind of cranked up in an incremental manner. So online only starting Monday. But that second show I wanted to talk about is America's 50th anniversary tour.
Wow, 50 years. That's kind of like the soundtrack of my growing up. Sister Golden Hair, you know, and so many great songs.
Oh, they did. They did A Horse with No Name, mm-hmm. Ventura Highway, or I think those are the two that I remember.
Yeah,
growing
and
up.
And I Need You is an amazing song, an amazing love song.
Well, you know, America is they have kind of a cool story. They were kind of high school kids, not in America. They are Americans, but they actually formed the band in London. Did you know that, Dave?
I did not know that.
Yeah, when they were quite young, early 70s or late 60s, right around there. So they formed America, and their families were all Air Force folks stationed over there in London. So they called themselves America so they wouldn't be confused with British people trying to sound like they were from America. So they just called the band America. So that's just kind of a cool story.
Yeah.
I was kind of researching the band. But they're a Grammy Award winning band. They've been around touring for 50 years. And this was a band I had lined up last season to help celebrate McCain's 50th anniversary. I thought it was kind of a nice tie-in, both celebrating 50 years. But, we'll just do it 1 year later, and it's all good.
There we go. And then the next show is another one that I'm really excited about. Boz Skaggs.
Yeah, William Royce Boz Skaggs. They called him Bosley for a while, but yeah, you're right, Boz Skaggs. I'm sure, Dave, you've got this 8-track or album or somewhere sitting at home called Silk Degrees. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah, I've got that on vinyl still.
You got that on vinyl?
I do. Original.
You have the original vinyl of Silk Degrees. Well,
yes.
That was like the album back in 1976.
Mm. Lido Shuffle. Oh,
Lido Shuffle was
good
on that album.
Yeah.
Lowdown was on that album.
Oh, that was...
It was so big. It was like number two on the Billboard chart.
And people don't remember a lot of the great song that he had, Love, Look What You've Done to Me, that was on the Urban Cowboy soundtrack.
Yeah, and something really interesting about Boz Skaggs is he was like high school buddies with Steve Miller.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of went through their careers collaborating on this and that. And Boz Skaggs spent some time in Plano, Texas, which is near where I used to live. It used to be a farm town when he was there. But yeah, he and Steve Miller used to hook up and do several things throughout their careers. I thought that was kind of interesting when I was researching Boz Skaggs. So yeah, I don't think he's been to McCain Auditorium as well.
No. Yeah. Work on Steve Miller too, would you? Good luck with that.
That'd be a good get, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Speaking of good gets,
trying for that band.
Speaking of good gets,
sure.
This is one I want to see, the musical about Carole King.
Yeah, that musical launched in Broadway on Broadway in 2014 and. I actually saw it in San Francisco. I took a little side trip when K-State was playing Stanford, and I went up to San Francisco to see that musical. And so I heard so many great things about it, and I was just blown away. And I learned a lot of things about Carole King that I just never really knew. I mean, I knew the songs. I grew up with the songs, mm-hmm. Because she's written for everybody. She wrote The Locomotion, remember?
Yep.
That
Little Eva.
She's written for the Beatles. She's written for Herman's Hermits. Very famously, she wrote for the Shirelles when she was first
starting.
Will
You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Yep. But this I did not know. She wrote Natural Woman for Aretha Franklin.
Well, Aretha performed that when Carol was, or wasn't Aretha, was it? That was performed when Carol was inducted in the Kennedy Center Honors.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, I don't think I was watching that night, but yeah, she's another Kennedy Center honoree. We've had tons of Kennedy Center honorees at McCain Auditorium throughout the last about 14 years, and but she is just, I mean, she you have to consider her as the most iconic singer songwriter of all time if you just really sit down and look at everything she's done. I mean, look at, she wrote for James Taylor.
You've Got a Friend.
Famously, You've Got a Friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that song, you know, is probably the biggest song she's ever written. Yeah. So,
and that's December 2nd.
She did, you know, so she came out and did, you know, lots of solo albums as well.
Well, Tapestry is one of the great albums of all time.
Yeah, you probably have that one on vinyl as well.
It was my sister's, and I had to relinquish it. But that one is on back order from our friends over in Salina.
I do remember having that on vinyl. I wish I could get that back. Boy, I'd be playing that every day.
Well, we get into December. We got a couple of great Christmas shows.
Yeah, a Canadian Brass Christmas. So the Canadian Brass were here at McCain, I'd say, two or three seasons ago. And it wasn't a Christmas show. They did a lot of their, you know, kind of classics. But now fast forward to Christmas here, 2021, and they're going to do a lot of holiday favorites, a lot of family fun. This is a great show to bring your whole family to and just, you know, relax and listen to some just gorgeous Christmas tunes. And these guys are five of the top brass players on the planet. And interesting story about Canadian Brass, too, is last season, the season that never happened, McCain was celebrating 50 years, and I wanted to bring in the Canadian Brass because they were celebrating 50 years of being in existence. So I had another tie-in there. But the good news is they said, well, you know, we had to cancel it, but, you know, we'll come back whenever you want, Todd. So I said, well, how about you guys come back and do a Christmas show? Because you've never done one here at McCain, at least as long as I've been here. So this is one that I'm personally looking forward to. So as you know, Dave, and some of our listeners know, I started off my career as a professional trumpet player. Mm-hmm. So I've been following Canadian Brass for just decades. They're absolutely one of my favorite classical music ensembles.
I have no Canadian Brass on vinyl, but I do have Mannheim Steamroller, and you're bringing them back to McCain.
Bringing them back. This will be the third time they've been here. You can't miss with that show. Another great show to bring your family to, and this is a show that I have a very personal connection to. When I was in high school, Dave, a group of my friends just listened to those first three Fresh Air albums. Mm-hmm. We just wore them out, and then we were so inspired by them, we actually formed our own band,
really?
And we called it Mirror Image. And to make a long story short, because I don't know how much more time we have to talk, but we formed a band called Mirror Image, and our keyboard player was actually taking piano lessons from the keyboard player of Mannheim Steamroller back at the time, called Jackson Berkey. And the band Mannheim Steamroller were so excited that a group of high school kids were trying to play their music, they actually came out to hear a concert that we were doing of their music. It was really, really exciting for, you know, high school kid like me, you know, back at that time.
My first exposure to Mannheim Steamroller was Fresh Air 3 and Toccata. is one of the most mind-blowing things I've ever heard on record.
Yeah, and all that music still holds up. Yeah. Even the music they were doing before they started doing Christmas recordings. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, when they started doing holiday recordings, they just blew up all over the world in popularity. So you could argue that they are the most popular Christmas attraction of all time, or at least right now.
Well, Todd, we're running a little short on time. Give us a quick update on the construction that you're working on at McCain.
Well, absolutely. So we are nearing completion of the construction project. We expanded our lobby. We expanded the restrooms, both quite significantly, honestly. And then we put in a second floor to house a brand new administrative suite, which is just awesome. It's got some awesome views. We put in a multi-purpose room where we can do all kinds of really cool things, having parties in there or having educational events in there for the community, those types of things. Just anything we could think of, we can do in that room. There's going to be an outdoor plaza where we can do free concerts or show free movies. Just a lot of improvements to the McCain lobby, all raised with private funds. About almost $6.5 million worth of private funds are being used for this project. And so we're going to be our first show where we're going to be able to enjoy this brand new awesome lobby is Sarah Evans on September 16th. So everybody can come out and see it then. We are going to plan some sort of a free event for the entire community that we'll be invited to. We're still kind of putting the finishing touches on that. I estimate that'll probably be sometime in November. So watch out more for that. It'll be a free show. So we're excited to do that. Just a lot of things going on, Dave. A lot of good news. My life is really, really turning around for the better after, taking, 16 months off of no show business. I'm really looking forward to getting back into it and, welcoming our patrons back to McCain Auditorium. We have missed everybody.
Well, and everybody's missed you too. Todd, give us the website again for tickets to go on sale Monday.
It is mccain.k-state.edu. They go on sale at 8 a.m. and it's online only until August 18. And then you could start to give us a buzz on the phone if you want to do a phone purchase, or you can walk in and come and say hi and buy your tickets there in the box office.
Todd, so good to have you joining us here this morning with some good news to pass along. And we'll keep up to date on all those activities at McCain Auditorium. Thank you so much for joining us and have fun getting back to reality.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. I appreciate this.